Enhance the Saver, a supernatural fanfic written by Lazy Days, read by Applejuice. Pairing, Sam/Dean. Rated NC-17. After the whole deal with Dean being an idiot and sacrificing himself for Sam, not that Sam exactly minded that he wasn't dead, but he thought he was allowed to call Dean an idiot, seeing as Dean seemed to think that his life was pretty much worthless compared to Sam's, which was a load of shit. Dean started having a lot of sex. Sam supposed he should have predicted this. Of course, Dean hadn't exactly been a monk before, but, well, this was getting kind of ridiculous. Their lives seemed to settle into an uncomfortable routine of meeting with Bobby, discussing and getting assigned jobs, running off to exercise the demon of the day, and Dean celebrating each night in the local bar of whatever shithole town they found themselves in, and going home with the most willing girl he could find. Or girls. As he told Sam, sounding far too delighted, it wasn't just the amount of sex he was trying to pack in, it was the quality. He had a mental list, or knowing Dean, he'd probably actually written it down somewhere, of every kink he'd ever heard of, and was apparently trying to take everything off in the time he had left. And tell Sam all about it in great detail, of course. Sam had no choice, of course, but to suppress the prickle of irritation he always felt whenever Dean went off having casual sex every which way, and it only grew when mixed with the guilt, worry, and weird surges of protectiveness that were all bundled up in his feelings for Dean nowadays. How could he keep Dean from spending what time he had left however he wanted, when it was Sam's life he had sacrificed his own for? Whatever. Sam could just deal. At least he thought he could, up until they were in Austin, Texas, and there was Andrew. Blonde and pretty and eyeing Dean like he was a fucking prime rib steak special, and Dean was eyeing him right the hell back. Andrew was just so damn grateful for their help, he said, staring right at Dean. And for them saving his sister's life, how could he ever repay Dean? Couldn't he at least take him out for a drink? Just to, you know, express his gratitude. Sam clenched his jaw, feeling fucking invisible, and stalked back to the car as Dean nodded and smiled and fucking agreed to go on a date with a guy. Sam wasn't quite sure why this was getting under his skin quite so much, but seriously, what the hell was Dean playing at? He wasn't fucking gay. Dean's unshakable belief in his own arrow-straight masculinity had forever been the one thing Sam felt he could always rely on. So what the hell was this shit? It was stupid, is what it was, and not fair to Andrew, and just... Dean opened the car door and slid in with a big smile. What a nice guy! Sam scowled the entire way back to the motel, and tried to distract himself with research while Dean was in the shower, but couldn't help biting out. Making yourself look all pretty for tonight? As Dean wandered out of the shower in a towel and started fiddling with his hair in the mirror. Dean turned to him in surprise. What the hell, dude? Andrew, you know, the guy you're meeting for a drink tonight. Dean shrugged. He's a nice guy. We saved his sister. What's got your panties in a knot? An irrationally hilarious thought struck Sam. Dean, you do know that guy was asking you out on a date tonight? Dean made an exaggerated, surprised face. Are you telling me? Was he gay, Sam? Oh, save me! He collapsed in mock horror against the wall. Sam threw a pillow at him as he did actually fall against the wall, laughing like an idiot. Shut up, ass! Dean made a show of catching his breath and grinned. Yeah, Sammy, thank you. I was aware. A brick wall could have figured out he was flirting with me. But... And Sam couldn't hold back any longer. You're not gay, Dean. Dean just shrugged. Who the hell labels themselves nowadays? Don't be so small-minded, Sammy. He's hot, I'm hot, figure sex between us would be pretty hot. And who am I to turn down hot sex? I can totally work with the extra dick in the picture. He's gonna know what to do with one, he's got one. I think gay people could be onto something. You're unbelievable. You can't just turn yourself gay because you think it might be fun. Jesus, it's not even fair on the guy. Dean suddenly frowned at him. Who the fuck says I can't, Sammy? Who says I can't do whatever the fuck I want? Fucking... Not you, not anyone else, and what the fuck do you care what's fair to this Andrew guy anyway? Whatever your problem is, leave me out of it. I don't have a problem, Dean. It's just... whatever. Whatever. Go out, get fucked up the ass, whatever you want. Sam was vindicated to see Dean wince a little, but couldn't settle, kept fidgeting and huffing and clicking through websites at random. God, Dean was so irritating. Dean obviously knew Sam was in a pissy mood about this, kept smirking at him in the mirror and flicking his fingers through his hair, preening over-exaggeratedly. Come on, Sam, lighten up a little. What's that face for? You got something you want to tell me, Sammy? Jealous? Want a little butt action yourself? It was with a sick sort of jolt that Sam realized Dean wasn't too far off. He recognized that low-burning irritation all of a sudden, what it was setting him on edge. He was jealous, fucking green with it, clenching his fists as Dean's voice needled on, drowning in the hum of his ears. But Dean hadn't gotten it entirely. It wasn't Dean he was fucking jealous of. It wasn't Andrew he wanted. Dean wouldn't leave this alone, was a goddamn dog with a bone when he knew something bothered Sam. You want some mano a mano, Sammy? That desk clerk, he was giving you the eye. Sure, we can set something up. And enough was fucking enough. Dean going on like he didn't give a shit that he was about to go on a date with a guy, get fucking pawed all over, touched by him. It wasn't meant to happen like that. Sam surged up off the bed as Dean started rummaging around in his duffel and yelled, Shut the hell up, Jesus Christ. Stop acting like this is all some fucking joke. Dean paused, black shirt in hand, and stared at him. Seriously, Sammy, what crawled up your ass and died? Why do you have such a problem with this? Didn't peg you for a goddamn homophobe, dude. I'm not. It's just, you're acting like this is so casual to you, like it's any other chick. It is. What, you think my first time should be special just because it's a guy? Like it should be with someone I care about? Sam was moving before he even knew it, bringing an arm up and shoving Dean across the room and hard against the wall. Yes, he snarled. They were nose to nose, Sam's forearm trapped between their chests, and the atmosphere charged with a snap, suddenly heavy and tense. No going back now. Shit. You saying what I think you are, Sammy? Said Dean breathlessly, puffs of air against Sam's face, and Sam shivered. Cause this is a whole new way of being a fucked up family. I don't know if the fact that we have to come up with new ways to be fucked up makes me feel better or worse, Sam all but whispered back. He had no fucking clue what to say or do. Muscles in his forearm tensed against Dean's hard chest, Dean's face open and yet unreadable, just inches from his, gaze flicking down to Sam's mouth, and God, Sam was hardening so quickly, dick jerking in his jeans. This was so wrong, so bad, but he couldn't let Dean go. Couldn't laugh it off and let Dean go out, get his dick sucked by some twinkie idiot kid, not when Sam was here and suddenly realizing what he fucking wanted, needed, from Dean. Dean suddenly shook his head jerkily, breathing in sharply, expression suddenly raw. You can't. You better not be fucking with me, Sam. If you really... He closed his eyes and thunked his head back against the wall. I can't. I'm not. I swear, I'm not fucking around. And need was rushing up in Sam like a hurricane, and he leaned forward to suck an open wet kiss into Dean's exposed throat, moaning against the warm skin as Dean jerked and gasped. Sam pressed him harder against the wall, their angles and edges clashing and fitting so fucking perfectly, and licked up Dean's neck and kissed his jaw, the corner of his mouth, and drew back for a second to meet Dean's heavy-lidded look. Then they both moved and fuck, fuck. They were kissing. The weird shock of wrong jarred through Sam. He was kissing his brother. But Dean's mouth was so soft under his, giving under the press of Sam's teeth, and when their tongues slid against each other, everything was washed away except the liquid heat burning Sam up from the inside. He moved his hips urgently, rubbed his cock against Dean's hip, trapped awkwardly under layers of clothes and not enough, but so fucking good. Dean was clutching at his shoulders, then running hands down his back, then moving one up to grab gently at the back of Sam's neck, one holding Sam's hip, like Dean had no idea what to do with his hands. Sam thought of this being someone else, Dean unsure and needy with some other guy who thought he was just a hot piece of ass to fuck, and pulled away just enough to snarl hotly into Dean's mouth. He's not gonna fucking have this, not going to have his hands all over you. I need it to be me. I need... please. And Dean groaned back. Cry, Sammy. Anything. Do you even need to ask? Words clashing and falling into their kiss. Sam needed to do everything Andrew would have done, might have done. Scorch the thought of him, of anyone else, from Dean's head. Wanted to fill Dean up with only Sam. He kissed wetly down Dean's jaw and neck and the ridge of collarbone, down his warm, clean skin, then fell abruptly to his knees. Shit, Sammy, Dean gasped out, and Sam leaned forward and brushed his cheek against the swell of Dean's cock, pushing out the towel he still had wrapped around his waist. He tore away the towel and stared for a moment at Dean's hard cock, the head flushed and sticky, breath catching in his throat. This was real. This wasn't some hastily ignored fantasy, but all Sam felt was raging need. He mouthed along the shaft, then took the head in his mouth and sucked greedily, Dean letting out bitten-off moans as his hips twitched helplessly. Dean's bitter taste leaked onto Sam's tongue, and he swirled his tongue around the crown, then licked lightly over the slit, keeping his lips a tight circle just under the head as he wrapped his fingers around Dean's shaft and squeezed gently. He jerked small short strokes up and down and sucked steady pressure on the head, not sure he could do much more than that right now, but Dean seemed to be quite happy with it, his hands grabbing frantically at Sam's hair. Sam's own cock was aching and twitching as he felt Dean start to come apart, groans and curses tumbling from his mouth. Sam looked up and met Dean's dark, wild eyes, and let Dean's cock slip out of his mouth. He felt the head brush his cheek, bobbing and jerking and leaving trails of pre-cum on his face, as Sam held the base of Dean's cock, not wanting Dean to come yet. Dean's balls were hot and tight under Sam's fist, so goddamn close, and Sam's own balls clenched up and his cock jerked, and he had to close his eyes and breathe deep to stop from just coming in his boxers right the fuck then. Please, oh fuck, Sammy, please, Dean was groaning, hips moving restlessly, thrusting helplessly toward Sam. Sam stood up and pressed his swollen, slick mouth to Dean's. Not yet, Dean. I don't want you to come now. Dean choked out a laugh. You little bitch. Sam grinned against Dean's mouth, letting go of Dean's cock to undo his own pants. He groaned in relief, his cock leaking and so fucking hard as he pulled his boxers down out of the way enough to let his cock brush up against Dean's. He ground his hips down against Dean for a moment, both of them groaning at the feel of so much skin, their cocks trapped and pressed between them, before Sam stepped back, stripping off the rest of his clothes. Sam smirked as Dean watched. Enjoying the show? Dean just continued to look at him, eyes hot as Sam yanked his t-shirt over his head. You don't even know. His mouth quirked up at the corner. Sam suddenly needed to touch him again, so fucking badly, and pressed him back against the wall, hard, the both of them now naked. Jesus, so good. I want to fuck you, Dean. Let me. Fuck, Sammy, yes. Okay. And Dean shuddered under Sam's hands as they stumbled across to the bed, hands roaming over each other, desperate to touch as much skin as they could. Dean twisted himself around on the bed, breath harsh, and fuck, he was getting on his hands and knees on the bed. Sam's chest hitched and his dick jerked at how fucking willing Dean was to bear himself to Sam, and Sam had to grab hold of his dick. God, he wanted to come all over Dean, paint his bare ass, thighs, back, with ropes of cum, but he wanted to fuck him more. He moved up to kneel behind Dean, draped himself over Dean's back to nibble and suck at the back of Dean's neck, and Dean shivered and moaned under him. Sam's cock rested in the groove of Dean's ass, and he couldn't help but rock up slightly into the hot, sweat-damp skin. He couldn't miss Dean tensing slightly, though, and ran his hand soothingly up and down Dean's sides. Shh, Dean, I'm gonna make this so fucking good for you, I promise. I'm gonna fuck any thought of him, of anyone, out of you. So good. And Sam probably should have been embarrassed by what he was spilling out, but Dean was so hot and needy under him, and there was nothing that could make Sam stop. He licked down Dean's spine, lapping up the salt sweat, heady with it. He felt Dean jolt beneath him as he gently spread Dean's ass with his hands and smiled against Dean's skin before moving lower and running his tongue over his hole.
What the fuck, Sammy? Oh, fuck.
As Sam gently pushed his tongue inside, Dean's hips twitching away and then down into Sam's mouth, moaning like a fucking porn star. Sam slid a finger into Dean alongside his tongue, fucking slowly in and out. Christ, Dean was so hot and tight inside. And he slowly added another finger, short, gentle movements, and curled his tongue. Dean shook and sweat underneath him.
Stop. Stop. Please, Sam, just fuck me,
he managed, arching his back. Sam slid his tongue out of Dean's ass, kept his fingers inside, slick with spit, Dean clenching hot around them. Do you have anything, Dean? Dean huffed, breathless, sounding a bit sheepish.
Yeah, in my jeans pocket. I just thought, you know, in case.
Sam remembered all over again that Dean had been thinking about this, or something like it, with Andrew. He'd been fucking prepared. Anger and jealousy coursed hot through Sam again, and he curled his fingers roughly inside Dean, who moaned and bucked back onto them, falling down from hands to elbows and muffling the noise he was making into the pillow. Sam scraped his teeth lightly over Dean's back. Only me, Dean. Do you understand that? Only I ever get this. Not gonna let anyone else fucking touch you. Sam pulled his fingers out and reached over to fumble with Dean's duffel, finding the brand new tube in a foil-wrapped condom and squeezing lube onto his fingers. The gel was cool and slick, and Sam's heartbeat suddenly kicked up a notch as he realized what he was planning to do. To fuck Dean. Come inside him. Make him come. And Jesus, all he could feel was his body screaming at him how much he wanted this. Wanted Dean. He slid three lube slick fingers inside Dean, who grunted harshly. Sam licked his way back up Dean's body, whispering, shh, gently into his skin, telling him to relax, that he was so hot, so perfect. He slid his fingers out of Dean with an obscene noise and tore open the condom. He rolled it on and coated his cock with more lube with a trembling hand, hissing at the sensation of his own slick fingers on his dick. He ran his free hand down Dean's belly and curled it around Dean's cock. Dean was so hard, pre-cum leaking onto the bedspread below him and sticking in strings to Dean's belly and slipping wetly down the shaft. Sam curled his hand into a loose fist and lightly pumped Dean's dick as his other hand positioned his cock at Dean's entrance, pushing gently and feeling Dean relax his body and grunt as the head slipped inside.
Fuck. Fuck.
Dean's ass was so hot and tight around Sam, had him flushing across his whole body, sweat prickling across his back. He could feel his cock leaking inside Dean, needed to thrust and bury himself. But he needed to wait. His need for this to be perfect for Dean was almost stronger than his own urge to fuck into that heat. Dean was panting beneath him, cock still hard in Sam's hand as he carried on jacking it lightly.
Okay, fuck yeah. Move, Sam.
And he grunted as Sam slid deeper into him. Sam couldn't help moaning and biting at Dean's shoulder, the incredible feeling of Dean all around him. He cursed into Dean's skin as he slid out and thrust gently back, heat dragging at his cock. And he was fucking Dean, Christ, fucking into him, faster now, so fucking good. Dean inhaled a sudden breath as Sam thrust in deep, his grunts turning into moans as they settled into a rhythm, Dean pushing down now to meet Sam's thrusts. Sam ran his fingers over Dean's cock, feeling the pre-cum pulse from the head on each thrust, and wrapped his fingers into a tighter fist and jerked Dean's cock harder, twisting his wrist around the head. Dean yelled something into the bed, and Sam could feel Dean's orgasm rush through his body and spurt over Sam's fingers. Dean was so hot inside, clenching all around Sam, cock still pushing slickly through Sam's fist, and Sam felt like he just couldn't feel this much and still be alive. He thrust one, two more times erratically into Dean before his orgasm spiraled tight from his belly to his balls and burst out through his cock, so goddamn good as he fucked desperately into Dean through it. He could feel Dean trembling underneath him as he came down, and Sam slowly slid his softening cock out of him,
groaning at the feel of it. He got rid of the condom and eased Dean down onto the bed, where they lay tangled together for a moment, Sam pressing his forehead against Dean's shoulder and breathing deep. He could tell the second Dean got his head on straight, and grinned as Dean made an annoyed noise and tried to untangle himself.
"Get off me, you freak. Should've known you'd be a goddamn cuddler."
"Hey, man, I didn't just get fucked up the ass. I don't need to reassert my masculinity." Dean flushed, even redder on top of the flush of exertion. Sam smirked. "It's okay, Dean. I don't think any less of you."
"Fuck off."
But Dean was smiling, too. "Seriously, are we... What the hell did you say in this situation?" Sam sighed and scrubbed a hand over his face. He propped himself up on one elbow and looked down at Dean. "Are we okay?" Dean looked at him for a moment.
"Did you mean all that stuff you said?"
It was Sam's turn to flush. Why couldn't he keep his mouth shut during sex?
Yeah.
"I think I can work with that." Dean smiled up at Sam. Sam smiled down at Dean. And Sam was wondering how long he could get away with this moment when Dean abruptly rolled out of bed with a groan.
"Jesus fucking Christ, I need to do something manly. Let's go get a beer and watch some football."
What about Andrew? Dean looked genuinely perplexed.
"Who?"
Sam grinned. The end.